We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
50% righteousness.
Yo, Angela Yee, I love you.
50% ratchetness.
Tell them ratchets to sit down.
I take more like 95% ratchet.
This is becoming the most prominent forum for hip-hop.
Wake your ass up.
Yeah, it's early in the morning, but they told me it was y'all. I said, oh, hell yeah, I'm getting up.
The world's most dangerous morning show. DJ Envy.
Your people's choice.
Angela Yee.
I'm a sweetheart, but I'll cut you.
Charlamagne the God.
Prince of pissing people off.
I can't believe you guys are the best, kid.
Collectively known as
Breakfast Club, bitches.
The mother phone and die.
This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So you better have the same energy.
Yeah.
Hello, who's this?
Hello, this is Charlamagne.
This is Charlamagne, but it's also DJ Envy.
This is
Ivan.
You've been getting a lot of love. The other day you heard somebody's Beyonce.
I've been getting a lot of love out here, man.
And now you're getting orgasm screams.
I re-put our soul.
Every day.
So how are you, baby? How can we help you this morning?
Oh, and where do I remove? So, Charlamagne, I'm going to tell you where I'm at.
Okay.
I've been dating this guy for like mad months, right?
Oh, boy.
And so he's driving my car, everything. I had to end up putting a tracking device in my car.
Oh, boy.
Just to see where the was at.
All right, so no cursing.
You put a tracking device on your own car?
Yes.
I had to. And so he's driving my car, living at my house, around my kids, everything.
This sounds
terrible.
Meanwhile,
he got a crazy baby mother. And this bitch called DCF on me. She called my landlord, everything. So the whole relationship.
All right, listen, like, I need you to calm down and get to the point. Tell me what you want.
Yeah, so that's why I'm mad, because he's back living with Evan.
Okay, well, you need to cut him off. That shouldn't be your boyfriend no more.
He cut her off, it sounds like.
Yeah, it sounds like he cut you off already.
DJ Embry, no, I kicked him out because he thought it was cool to be riding around with that bitch all day while
Well, I think you kind of knew what he was doing. That's why you put the tracking device in there, right?
I seen it coming because she was pregnant. But then she ended up rolling over her baby and killing it.
Listen,
Oh my God.
Okay.
What the hell?
Yeah. Definitely, I'm glad that you cut this guy out your life, but always remember one thing. Don't let a guy get comfortable around you. What did Queen Cardi B say? You quick to cut an Negro off, so don't get comfortable, right?
Yep, I'm not comfortable. He's not comfortable either.
All right.
I love you guys.
We love you too, boo.
As soon as you got to put tracking devices on somebody's car or your own car that you're letting your man drive, it's probably time to end the relationship.
I know. That's real sad, right? That's so sad.
Yeah. Just stop letting him drive the car.
Because every move.
Just stop letting him drive the car.
It's your car.
That's the best.
Yeah, I said let him drive the car with the tracking device in it.
If he want to cheat on you, make him catch the bus.
How old are you, mama?
It's DJ Envy. It's Charlamagne the God.
Yes, ma'am. Have a nice day.
Have a good one.
Doesn't even matter how old she is.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. Jesus Christ.
This is a mess. Yeah. Old enough to have a car.
Yeah, old enough to have an opinion.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
Yes, sir.
Lil Yachty.
Hi.
Good morning, Yachty.
Good morning,
sir. How are you today, sir? You out here getting a lot of money. Target, Sprite, Target, Icy. Yeah, Target. Last time you was here, you didn't have all that ice on, so you got your whole grill iced out. What's happening, my brother?
Feeling good?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm blessed. Happy to be alive.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
You got a new album coming out, Teenage Emotions.
Yeah.
Now, that sounds like a white pop girl's album title.
Hey, man.
Like
I'm a Katy Perry fan.
Mm-hmm.
She had her album's called Teenage Dream.
Hey, man, if that's what it is, I'm taking it.
Well, explain the title, though.
You know, basically, it's just like, it's catering to, you know, as a teenager, you go through so many different emotions trying to figure yourself out, you know what I'm saying, in high school, and just trying to, you know, figure out who you are, whether, you know, you one day you could be happy, sad, you know what I'm saying, emo, just like, I don't know, you never know how you're feeling one day, so it's just an album catering to all my, to the youth and, I'm saying everyday emotions and how you feeling.
You feel like this is the best time of your life right now so far?
Yeah, for sure.
It should be, as much as he's doing.
I don't remember much time before last year.
Wow.
It was nothing to remember. It wasn't really nothing to remember.
So. Really? I mean, you gotta remember like the little things, like the first time you got hit, first time you had sex.
It wasn't far from there.
Oh, really?
I mean, maybe a couple, maybe like a year.
How old are you now, Yachty?
I'm 19.
19.
I just saw you like a couple months ago.
I don't remember.
He's not even listening.
So fast. I don't know. So when did you first lose your virginity? At like 17?
18.
18?
You know,
wow.
You asked me this last time. You know
I did?
Yes.
I don't remember.
We know. You get old.
I just told you that.
You get old. Now, you know, they first called you a one-hit wonder when you came out.
They tried to.
And you've had a couple of records hit before. Besides that, you've had
a lot of great features.
Target commercials. You had features. So what do you say to all the people that called you a one-hit wonder when you came out?
Hi.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I have nothing negative to say.
Right.
You become like the poster child for like oh, it don't matter if you're old or new. It's like whenever they want to say what's wrong with hip-hop,
it's Lil Yachty.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know. I don't know, but it keep buzz talking.
What the hell is down there, Yachty? Your jewelry's not going on.
Nah, it's my tank top keeps showing
something
at the top.
Something just fell, too, over there. I don't know, some type of...
Oh, yeah, my bracelet.
I don't know, that's a key.
That would have been a key.
Your bracelet fell? If your bracelet fell,
no, I didn't.
It's
on my wrist. I thought it fell off. I don't know, son. Oh, that's not mine. That's a marijuana key.
You high,
Yachty? What? Are you sure that's not yours? Nah, that wasn't there before you came in here.
Did you smoke before you got out the truck?
Whose key is that?
Now you're trying to set Yachty up now. Yachty
high as hell, man. Yes, he is.
I haven't been high in 3-4 years.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you don't smoke weed or nothing?
No.
Oh, wow.
I had. Yeah, what?
It was like kind of a like, wow. I was like, wow.
I don't know what's going on.
I really
should. Charlamagne.
Yachty's answering.
Yachty, I think you got Charlamagne nervous.
You understand what I said? I said, wow, why?
What the
You understood what I said.
I got the grip. I had bad experiences with it.
A word.
Yeah.
Bad trips?
Yeah.
With just weed or with something in the weed?
No, I don't know. I would assume it was just weed or maybe just me or I don't know.
Who did you smoke with? Wiz or something?
No, it was way before I got on. It was when I was in high school, like 10th grade.
Mm-hmm. You think because of like the teenage emotions, like, you know, you still dealing with insecurities and fears and the weed, like, intensified that?
No. I just wanted to be the cool kid to stand out and be like, I don't.
True.
You know what I'm saying?
Be different.
Yeah, and I used to just test my mic because, you know, that's a lot of peer pressure.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? People try to make you do something or get you to do something. You never notice it's them trying to, like, really influence you to do it, but I don't know.
I don't know why people try to force themselves to like weed or force themselves to like things that they don't like just because everyone else does it.
That was me in high school. I feel like that was me in high school trying to make myself smoke. I just wasn't a smoker.
It's that peer pressure.
Sometimes you just don't really.
I talked about it a lot the other day. Like, it's like as a kid, as a teen, you want to be accepted. So a lot of times you do things that your friends do so you can feel that you're cool.
And I did everything my friends did in high school. I tried out football team. I was like a linebacker. Like, I was just trying to get in where I got in. Like,
you ever tried like Molly and stuff?
Nah.
Okay, good.
I saw a Young Thug say something yesterday that was interesting. He said that you shouldn't want to be around your friends that encourage you to be normal. Be around the friends that embrace your weirdness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's dope.
You have a lot of new friends now? Or are you?
Not really, no. I don't hang out with people. I kept this exact same friend.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like hang out with a lot of like rappers.
Now, in between the time that you lost your virginity and now, how many women would you say you've had
sex
with?
You're not setting me up like that.
I mean, if you had to guesstimate about how many.
Nah, I can't do that.
This guy's a gentleman over here. I ain't telling you that shit.
You probably got a girl. You got a girl, right?
Oh, yeah.
You just was arguing over India Love not that long ago.
I'm so old.
I know, but it wasn't that long ago.
No, but I'm telling you, it's old. Old and expired.
So since then you've had a girlfriend.
Yeah. Me and India is
old.
It was a regret, something you wish never happened.
You know, because it was a life lesson for me, you know. I needed that to go through the Soulja Boy thing and realize that these rappers are so fake. Mm-hmm.
Have you seen Soulja Boy?
Well, you can't compare Soulja Boy to all.
I can't, but it can open my eye to just not be so friendly.
Yeah.
I'm gonna always be friendly, but not to be so just trustworthy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, you're having a good time, like you're on tour with Migos, and I'm sure you
can. I'm not.
Oh, you weren't on tour with the Migos?
No.
Were you open for them for a few shows, or you did?
Yeah, I did that. Yeah, we did that.
Do you consider them to be people that you're cool with, though?
Oh, of course. Yeah, of course. Right. It's like, that's different.
Mm-hmm.
I look at it like brothers more than friends. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's kind of like, we really don't have a choice. Not saying that we don't want to be, but it's just like, it has to be like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, we have to be connected, you know?
We got more with Lil Yachty when we come back. Don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Lil Yachty's in the building. Now, Charlamagne.
Now, why did you and your boys, y'all about to beat up a fan for not having enough energy?
He wasn't a fan. We would never beat up a fan.
He was insulting them.
It was South by Southwest. You know, South by Southwest, those shows are a mix of crowd people who was trying to come in to see somebody on the bill. He was definitely not a fan.
He was just there to heckle you or something?
And he was over 25.
20.
Yeah.
How do you know he was over 25?
People over 25,
yeah.
Like,
yeah, he had, I'm just saying, but he didn't.
He was heckling you?
He
like,
was tall. He had a
heckling.
He had one of those beards. He just looked elderly.
He was with a beard.
Youth elder. He had the youth elder look.
Oh, young old. Yeah. One of them young old. Okay. Where the real hip hop at? Get off the stage.
Why do y'all all have old laptops?
Because we old.
I'm the only one with Apple up here. You know, the old people up here.
Well,
I'm
cheap.
I'm going to be honest. We used to have old chairs, and then Kevin Hart bought us new ones.
Oh, that's so nice.
If you would like to donate to the breakfast.
Now that you're here.
Yeah, if you really want to make a lasting impression in the culture, y'all. You buy the Breakfast Club from laptops. That means every video that you see from the Breakfast Club, you be like, I bought them laptops.
And you can show people that you really care about the generation before you.
There you go. There you go. Take care of your elders.
Take care of your elders.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm cool.
These old people. What do you think about the FBI investigating Trump's campaigns for its ties to Russia?
Damn. That's how you do me? Damn. This early? Okay. All right. No comment.
We saw you in the studio with Nick Cannon, man.
Yeah, I just did a verse for him. I just did Wild and Out on Monday.
Did you write for Nick Cannon?
No.
What was that laugh for?
It sounded like a shot, kind of.
No. Nick Cannon has writers sometimes. He writes to people sometimes.
Nah, he just had a hook. I did a verse. It's a dope hook.
He did the hook?
Yeah.
You should have did it.
Why you say it like that?
Daddy, you better than Nick Cannon.
I mean, Nick's a really nice guy.
He's a nice person. I'm talking about as a rapper. Like, you're a better artist.
Yeah, that was even more insulting because you didn't say, no, he's a dope artist. You said he's a nice guy. He's a good person.
Come on, say his music was dope. You got to go with that.
I respect you for going on Wild and Out because I'm sure they had a bunch of jokes. But that lets me know you don't take yourself that serious. They don't really get to you.
He's saying the same jokes the internet say. Just mumble jokes.
Yeah, mumble rap jokes. Yeah. Do you even care about that mumble rap?
It's just, I just don't understand because I don't see where I'd be mumbling. But, I mean, whatever.
It's people listening to this interview that don't understand you right now.
It's my teeth.
It's the teeth? Okay. Do you take the teeth out when you rap?
Yes.
The mumble rap, I don't think it's a mumble. I just think it's like, it's the southern dialect. It's the, maybe you're rapping a little fast. Like, people just don't understand. I don't think you're mumbling.
Yeah, but the mumbling is like the free, that's when they be freestyle. I'm not saying I really be spitting, but like, I feel like I open up my mouth. Or I be harmonizing, like singing.
It can be melodic mumbling.
What?
I like it personally. I don't care.
I mean, I'm not chippy, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. As long as I continue to prosper, I'll take Mumblin to the top.
Now, you said Drake was better than Biggie and Tupac, right? One time.
No, I never said that.
What did you say?
We talked about
I recorded
this last
that. I didn't say nothing. I held the phone and recorded my friends arguing with my manager and Cody Shane's mother.
What do you think about Hov?
I never cared about that.
I think Jay-Z is one of the smartest artists, along with P. Diddy.
Mm-hmm. And nice guys, too.
I think P. Diddy hates me.
Why?
Because it was Biggie remark. I haven't spoken to him, though. I remember he posted a video on the internet talking about new rappers. I just felt like he was targeted straight at me.
Oh, he said that thing. But see, that's you. That's you being in your own head. Because like I told you earlier, you are the poster child.
Exactly.
For whack rappers. If they want to say somebody whack, they say you. Whoa.
You're not the poster child for whack rappers.
It happens. No. It happens every few years. It was Trinidad James at one point.
Whoa, that's what I'm in?
Yes, perception-wise.
But we in two different lanes, man, Trinidad James. I feel like to even say that I took his spot, like he was there, and then I stepped in a Trinidad James spot.
No, I'm just saying as far as being the poster child for when people want to say what's wrong with hip-hop,
who had it before me?
Before you? Trinidad.
Nah, I think it's a little different.
It was nobody before him.
The youth league love him.
Exactly.
Regardless. They like Trinidad too.
That is different.
Trinidad when he first came out.
They tried to say that.
Youth loved him.
They tried to say that about the Migos a little bit, but then the Migos started having those records that was going off in the club, and people started saying, "Nah, I rock with them."
They did say that with the Migos first.
Yep.
But I wouldn't put them in the same Trinidad James
thing. But my point is, it doesn't matter. It's a generational thing.
Well, of course it doesn't matter, but just to sit here and hear you can put me in Trinidad James spot of. The shine of being terrible. I don't think I'm a claim.
So you don't think Trinidad got that flag too?
Well, I don't honestly think I remember. I was in ninth grade when told him everything.
Trinidad's over 25. He doesn't give a damn about Trinidad.
I think Trinidad was also in that one-hit wonder category.
He's also
and that was his claim to fame. He got that big check, and that's what people hated.
And all the artists in New York was like, "This is what's wrong with hip hop." And then he made some comments about. He said something one time, my son and all of them got on him, Maino and everybody, like,
it's the same thing. The youth like him, 15, 14, 16, that's who listens to Lil
Yachty. You can go younger than 15, you can go to 5. Like, I like to say, I'm one of the father figures of the new rappers.
So
you're shaking your head like you agree.
I mean, yeah, for the youngins, absolutely.
For you moving forward to make sure that you keep on evolving? Like, do you have, like, a plan? Like, okay, I'm going to do these features. I'm going to put out my album. Then after the album, I'm going to do some acting. Like, what's the plan?
Like, I really want to get into acting. I want to do at least a movie this year.
What are you doing to raise awareness for midterm elections in 2018?
Man.
Putting out music.
What'd you say?
Ladies and gentlemen, Louie! We appreciate you joining us, man. He's always a good sport. Yachty's always a good sport, man.
Yachty, do you pay attention to politics at all, though? Not at all?
Like, I barely have time. Unless it's a diss, which most of the time it is.
Unless it's a diss?
Yeah.
Didn't Vic Mensa throw a shot at you the other day?
Yeah, was you upset about Vic Mensa?
I wasn't upset. I didn't understand it because I met him twice.
Mm-hmm.
He dabbed me up, and that's the only time I've ever met him.
Mm.
And then my DJ is from Chicago and his close friend, so he called him the exact night. And I said, we called him up. And then he said, yo, what's that stuff you did with Yachty? You know what I'm saying? You put me in the middle of that. Then he said, oh, that made the internet and laugh. It's like, so he really just lame. Mm.
Yeah, so it didn't have nothing to, it was just a shot for no reason.
Basically.
So when y'all saw each other, it's cordial. It's, hey, what's up, Yachty?
Well, yeah, that's the first time I met him. When my manager introduced me to him.
Yeah.
And then that was it. I've never spoken to a big man. So.
You got
to
talk to
the mic, Lil Yachty.
Are we
doing
I thought we cut.
No.
Are we still here?
That's crazy.
You never
got
a conversation?
I did. I thought it was cool. You know so, I don't know. It just people just be throwing salt, you know what I'm saying, just for no reason.
Mm-hmm.
The more successful you are, the more hit records you make, you're going to get more of that. So you got to be prepared
for it. I did not know we were still going.
Well,
who cares?
We'll delete everything you said.
No, I ain't saying nothing crazy. I ain't tripping. Hey, man, I ain't tripping on that.
No, we'll delete everything negative you said about We'll get rid of that.
Shut up.
I ain't tripping, man. I'm oh, whoa, bro. I just thought about that.
What?
That's wild.
What?
What you just said.
What?
Not that.
It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was over, Yachty.
Okay.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
Yes.
From Black Ink Crew Season 22, Caesar.
Yeah, Caesar's still out here having sex with a whole abundance of women like it's the early 2000s.
Now, what episode are we on? What season?
Man, season six. This is season six. I think we passed 100 episodes already.
Jeez.
Has it been profitable?
Yeah, very profitable.
Where?
For your tattoo business or from the show?
Both.
Okay.
Both, you know what I mean? Like, you've been on TV for, like, what, 6 years now?
Mm-hmm.
It's a blessing to be here so long. Like, a lot of people don't make it that long on reality TV. And fortunately for me, I've been able to turn it to a business opportunity.
What about the spinoff shows? Do you eat off those too?
I eat off anything that's named Black Ink. I own the whole Black Ink brand.
Wow.
Yeah, so anything called Black Ink from Chicago to Black Ink New York to the other Black Inks that we're doing, everything is me.
Yeah.
All right, now let's get into your personal life because that's all on the show as well. So what's the status with you and Duchess right now? Because you guys were engaged.
Yeah, y'all engaged, right?
Nah, that was.
But you got some girl pregnant.
Nah, I ain't getting no one pregnant.
Because I saw it. Okay, so that's a definite. That never happened. You didn't know who that person was.
I never seen that person, never heard of that person, don't even know what that story's about. Honestly, I don't know where that came from.
Mm-hmm.
But for real, like, if you was with somebody for that long, it should have been some type of makeup or something like that. Like, yo, really hear out the story.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see if it's really true. Not no woman just comes up and said, you got my sister pregnant and she had an abortion for you. Like, it sounds crazy.
But then there was also the evidence on the computer. Now, let's talk about that because there were some screenshots on your computer. Duchess actually took your computer
mm-hmm.
and broke it.
Mm-hmm.
But there were some screenshots of some vagina pictures and all of that. So those pictures?
I'm gonna keep it 100. I don't know where the vagina pictures came from.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I could sit here, like, no. For real,
he got vagina pictures on his
phone. I don't know where they came from.
Caesar, you're not talking to your girl.
Yeah, right.
I don't know where it came from.
Stop it. Somebody just airdropped you some.
It probably happened. I don't know. Why people don't know.
But it was whole conversations like, yo, are you coming to Atlantic City? I'll come meet up with you and all of that. So those weren't conversations you ever had.
Nah.
They were just on your phone.
Nah. It was never on my phone. I never ever met up anybody in Atlantic City. Like, I'm not the Atlantic City type of dude. Like, I'm not trying to floss anything, but boy, I go to Vegas or something like that. Why go to Atlantic City? Like, it's broken down and hurt right now. Like, at the end of the day, she knew what it was. I knew it was. Like, it's ironic, like, somebody just pops up a year after you opened up the shop that helped you to build and say, oh, she's pregnant, and you just run off saying, oh, you got somebody pregnant with no evidence. You're not even suspecting me of even having an affair. Like, if people know me, they know I'm a businessman. Like, I work, I go home, I work again. I'm opening up multiple shops. There's no way I could sit there and be playing with vagina all day and be doing what I was doing.
You seem like you're playing with it for a good portion of the day.
I mean,
oh no, hold on. I'm single now. I got a lot of time. You know, that quality time that you used to put into that woman that you cared about. Now I got all that time to play around and run my business.
Oh yeah, because you was in a relationship for so long.
I was in a relationship for 5 years.
So you never cheated.
So what happened? So why did you?
No, I ain't never said I never cheated.
Okay, I'm just asking.
Like, I messed up once. I could admit to that. Like, okay. I'm never one of the person to sit there and say, yo, I'm at fault or something. I could take responsibility for it. I'm like, yo, I messed up. I do whatever it is to fix it. But after that situation, you know what you at risk to lose. So why would you sit there and put yourself in that type of predicament, especially if someone that you're trying to build an empire with?
Mm-hmm.
If you sit there in the middle of the night, you talk to your show and be like, yo, I don't really care about none of this. I really care about building, about making a empire. Like, I'm really trying to do something different. Like, there isn't nobody who's ever been a mogul of the tattoo industry, a Black, white, period. You know what I mean? I'm trying to do something different. So for me to sit there and tell her, actually, like, yo, for real, I'm trying to do this with you, and then turn around and just be getting somebody pregnant or something like that, that sounds like a contradiction on myself.
You think mixing business and pleasure, would you do that again?
Nah, I don't think I'll ever do that again, because it's just too much that could have been risked. Like, think about it. Like, right now, because she was with me so long, she thinks she could have half of my empire. I was already set when you got here, and people get confused. Like, Duchess never made me. At the end of the day, Duchess found me in a magazine that I was already in, Urban Ink, the first Urban Ink. I was already set to be somebody in this tattoo industry. When people sit there and say, oh, you've been holding me back, I could have did this and I could have did that, You turn around a year later, what you doing? I'm moving out here. I'm opening up shops. I'm about to open up 4 new tattoo shops in 4 new states. Like, I'm not sitting here talking that, oh, I'm
so
mad.
So just wants half? She wants some of your...
Yo, she wanted half, bro. Like, we was married.
So what do you mean she wanted half?
She wanted half of all my shops. I got 4 shops right now.
Mm-hmm.
I got Atlanta, Orlando, and 2 in New York. I'm about to open up 4 more. D.C., New Orleans, Houston, and... It's going to sound crazy, but Miami coming up real soon.
Why does that sound crazy?
Because, man, some people don't expect that of me. Like, I'm going to have 8 shots by before the summer.
Why? I want that for you.
Yeah,
you're a young black entrepreneur.
Yeah, you want it, but you know what I mean? I'm coming from the hood. Some people be thinking, like, yo, C's, you really doing it like that? Yeah, I'm doing it like that. I'm not sitting here going out buying no Bentley or buying a $100,000 chain.
There you go.
I'd rather sit there and flipping in businesses.
You got a nice chain on, though. That ain't no cheap chain on.
Oh,
no.
Nah, like, you know, you got to spend a little something. I ain't doing like you. You know
I got
what
a chain on.
You taking all types of trips and whatnot. I'm like, wow, man, I need to go there.
So now, how does that work with you opening up the shops? Because you are the face of the shop, so people want to see you. They want to get tattoos from you, so you got to travel to shop to shop to shop frequently.
Yeah, it's a lot of no sleep. Like today, after this interview, I got to fly to Atlanta, check on my Atlanta shop. You know, we're going to have to premiere down there because the first episode is basically all Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got to come back up here, film. Then I got to go check my Orlando shop. Then I got to check on other properties, you know, because I'm trying to build up these other shops.
Now, what about does it turn people off sometimes when they watch the episodes and they see people fighting in the shop? Because I know sometimes I'm like, damn, they going way too hard. Like, I don't know.
I ain't gonna, like, for real, it took me like 2 seasons to get past that because I didn't really want to do this TV thing. Because with all that drama thing, it's like, it takes away from the business. It takes away from the tattooing, and I had to get past that. So a lot of times, when after that second season, after it stopped, I had to go on tour. I had to do a tattoo tour and show people, like, we really have skills. We start winning awards and all. Like, people don't know that we're award-winning tattoo shops. Mm-hmm. Like, every single one of my shop, every single person in there won awards in multiple situations as dealing with tattoos. So a lot of time, people don't understand, like, that's part of the engine. Like, you got to have drama for a show like Black Ink or any reality show to be popping, so people will watch. And actually, once I get people's attention, my job is to make you understand that we're a tattoo shop too.
All right, we got more with Caesar from Black Ink Crew, so don't go anywhere.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club from Black Ink Crew. We have Caesar in the building. And what do you do about kids? I've been seeing a lot of
little Caesars running around.
What? No, not your little kid, but I've been seeing a lot of kids getting tattoos. Like, I thought there was a particular age, maybe 16 or 18, but I'm seeing 12-year-olds, 13-year-olds having tattoos.
I'm not even going to lie to you. In certain states, New York is probably, like, the most, like, regulated state as far as the age thing. I know in certain states like Maryland, you 14, your parents sign off and you get tattooed.
Mm.
Like, it's a different type of... It's, all around the whole United States, the law for tattooing is different.
Mm-hmm.
That's why, like, when I finish opening these shops, I want to get into, like, the government branding of the whole tattooing industry. It should be some type of regulation for the whole nation because there's situations where people catch infections and stuff like that,
right.
And there's no one to sit there and tell that shop they got to close that or penalize them. You could sit there and just change your name, and you'd be a whole new shop, and you just chop somebody's whole arm off.
Mm.
You know what I mean? So it's a different.
Do you feel bad when you look back at some of the episodes and you see Duchess crying over you and, you know, does that ever make you feel bad? I'm just asking because clearly you guys were in love at one point and you were together for 5 years and you've done things that really have hurt her.
I look back now, I'll be honest with you. I look back now and I laugh at some of the stuff that I really fell for. Because in hindsight, you got to understand, like, when you're in love, you really don't see certain things. And when you sit back, like, the Miami situation with Donna and everything.
Oh, she cheated,
like,
on you.
Yeah, all mm-hmm. that, you know what I mean? Like, you sit back and you start looking in hindsight, like, whoa, I was a sucker. Like, at the end of the day, it was all a learning experience with Duchess. I was really in love with her. Like, I could sit there and tell you, like, I love that woman and I'm glad that we both got to sit there and experience it. But we wasn't for each other.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, we both split up. As soon as I split from her, I was doing more things.
When salsa people, dancing. And-
exactly. I'm salsa dancing. I'm exploring things. I'm opening up shops. Like, I'm getting to live my life more than living my life for somebody. And that's the only difference between now and then. Like, I was living for somebody. I was trying to make somebody else happy. I was trying to appease them because that was supposed to be my other half. That's why I opened up her shop.
She has her own shop, right?
Yeah, the shop that I gave her. Pretty, yeah, whatever that's called now. I opened up her own
damn
shop. Because, you know, sometimes it'd be crazy because you'd be sitting back looking at interviews like, damn, word, that's how you feeling, shorty? Like, damn, for real?
Is she going to be on the next season, too?
Oh, no, it's quiet. That's my TV show. We mentioned her and whatnot because she got that lawsuit, but it's quiet for that, man. Shorty tripping, yo. When you start thinking, oh, you made yourself, you did this for yourself, and I'm not even the type of guy to be like, I made you, I did this, but you don't show no type of credit, and then when you get from me, it's like, yo, F him, F this, F that. It's like, I understand. Understand the game. It's what's up. I learned from it later.
So can she be with another guy?
Oh, hell yeah. She been with multiple guys. They ain't on me.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, at the end of the day, we both move past. Like, I can't see myself ever rekindling anything with her or ever going back down that path because it's like I never go back.
Once if her shop gets bigger than your shop.
She got a shop in North Carolina, right?
It can't happen, bro. I got multiple shops. It's never going to happen. I gave her that shop. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a difference. Like, when you sit here and give a person a mentality, like, yo, you need to open up your own. You need to have this. And nobody else knowing. You keep it to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And then you realize, like, 2 years later, what's moving? How many shops has she moved yet? I'm about to be on 8. She's still on 1 that I gave her. She's still catching up. Like, I'm not trying to be no jerk or no but facts is facts.
Do you hope her shop gets closed down?
Nah, I hope for the best, bro. That's the only reason why I ain't moving to North Carolina. If I'm moving to North Carolina, that gets shut down.
She in North Carolina now, right?
Yeah, she
is. So why not just help her enhance hers?
Because Shorty don't want. She sat there and said she did everything on her own.
She's trying to get half of his stuff.
Yeah, man. And then she turns around and tries to, like, you imagine you never married somebody, you've been with somebody, and you thought about marrying, and then they turn around and be like, nah, I want to be with you, but I want to take half.
Right.
Like, nah, I ain't doing
can
that.
Can they do that? Can somebody do that?
Yo, that's what I was wondering. So my lawyer's like, nah, she can't do that shit.
Hey, y'all really don't like each other, but you love her, though. You still love her.
Nah, I ain't that I don't like her. It was just that,
you still
like,
love her. You can see it.
No. I still got love for Shorty, no doubt. Like, once you love
her.
That's
how they say they still love her. I still got love for Shorty.
I don't want nothing bad to happen.
I don't want nothing bad to happen.
But I ain't giving a half.
Right, I'm not giving a half. Stay the fuck out my way at the end of the day because as I feel like this, there's certain things she's done to not just me, to other members of my crew and my family that don't make no sense trying to be vindictive. Mm-hmm. It's like, Shorty, we know you now. Like, before you was putting up a whole facade for 5 years, we know the true you. I don't want to deal with the true you.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's talk about Carly Red, because there's rumors that she's going to be on this season, because you were dating Carly Red for some time. Is she going to be on season 6 of Black Ink?
Yeah, Carly makes an appearance, a very short appearance.
Why are you laughing like that? Are y'all still together? I know she popped up on you and caused all kinds of drama.
That's what Carly does.
How do you meet Carly Rae?
It's like, how can you say
it? Why you keep laughing?
I don't know why.
Because I'm trying to figure out how to say this. Because when you first open up Atlanta and you that type of, you get like gifts. And Carly's like one of the first gifts. She's like, yo, welcome to Atlanta gifts. Like, when you see Carly, he's like, oh, this is my first piece of pussy in Atlanta. I bet. That's about it.
I thought y'all didn't do nothing at first for a while.
She was my gift.
Who is
people
nothing?
Get gifts like
you
a
and Carly,
bottle of champagne?
I thought you guys were having some type of celibacy relationship at
yo,
first.
That was some weird because I didn't even know what that damn word was. You know? And I was like, what? What are you talking about? Then Ted put me on. I was like, hold on. She said we ain't doing nothing? Oh, you tripping, Shorty. That's why I had to get away from her. Yo, she tripping. All that stuff. I don't know what the hell she was on.
All right, so I guess that relationship is over, safe to say.
Yeah, I'm a single man.
You get a bottle of champagne as a gift, though.
Nah, you got to come to Atlanta, man. Well,
nah,
you married right now.
I'm
you
good.
Can't come to Atlanta.
Caesar, you kind of running
call
through.
Them C's Hefner over there?
You might need to give your penis a break, man.
I was thinking about
before you catch an STD, man. I told you, you out here having sex like it's the early 2000s. Them days is over, C's.
I know. I've been trying to settle down, but it ain't happening right now.
No,
now
you haven't. It don't seem like it.
Now, I'm going to settle down one day. I just don't know what day it is.
Now, if somebody came in and said, I want to get a tattoo on my penis, would you do it?
No, wow. I ain't doing no penis tattoo. Wow. I'm beyond that now.
Wow.
No,
he said, I'm beyond that now.
It's quick stack. Like, go ahead. But I got employees for that. You got to put your work
somebody
in,
somebody else
got
to do it.
Exactly.
Okay.
That's kind of like that. I mean, all your employees could turn that down if they wanted
no,
to.
They can't. No, they can't. They got to get that money.
What?
Because whatever I had to do, somebody like... somebody.
Oh, so you've done that before?
Yeah, I've done a penis tattoo, man.
What'd you put on it?
What he put? He put some stupid tear shit.
Said, I ain't gay. We know I said you was gay for doing a beat that.
Is that a teardrop or is that a...
He had put his... Oh, no. He had put a shorty name on it.
On his penis?
Yeah,
he was fucking
he must have messed up.
I don't know what the... You did. I just wanted my money, bitch.
Did you make him take a shower? Do you charge extra? Was he circumcised?
Get a wet wipe.
You got to clean it off first, right?
Sterilize it.
No, man. You
yes, you do.
That.
No, you yes, don't. You do. No, you
gotta
don't.
Sterilize you have the area. You have shorty hold that shit. You go just like this, you get it going,
you
man.
Gotta get
I
that
done it.
Oh,
so you ain't take no little sterilization pad and rub it on his feet.
You supposed to spray that shit, make her do that. Yo, that's crazy.
It gotta be a wreck, right?
Yo, come on, man. That was the bad days. Don't bring up the bad days, yo.
So wait, so does a guy's penis have to be erect
while
he's getting
yes, it has to be. That's
so
why his shorty
so
has to be.
You had a fluffer?
His girl was there. His
so
girl was a fluffer.
In the eyes while you
no, he was not looking at me in my eyes. He's looking down. I told him don't look at me, yo. Hey, I had to. There were certain rules there, yo.
Oh, man.
There you go. Well, there you have it. Caesar from Black Ink Crew. When does the new season pop off?
Wednesday at 10 o'clock.
Wednesday at 10 o'clock. And we appreciate you for joining us, man.
I thank you for having me, man.
And there you have it. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We have Gossip
crazy.
Viv here in the building.
Emmy said it right.
And also, she's been spewing flames since she got here.
Listen, Duchess from Black Ink Crew.
But formerly from Black Ink.
Yes, you have.
I've been smiling and having a great morning.
She came in here with Caesar's STD results. This is crazy.
Stop lying, Charlamagne.
This
Stop
is crazy,
lying.
Duchess. What you doing?
All right, so you know the new season of Black Ink has started, and we did have Caesar up here to promote that, and he said you're trying to get half of his business, and that's okay. Why he has an issue.
Can I address that?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, anyone who knows me knows that I'm from the South, and I come from a two-parent married family.
Correct.
In order to get half of something, you would have to marry the person.
Have to be married.
The first thing that I did in season 5 was give him the ring back.
Mm-hmm.
That means I have no intention of wanting half because I didn't marry you.
Mm.
I would have married you and followed through with the plot that VH1 suggested if I wanted half.
So VH1
but
wanted y'all to get
away.
Married and
then VH1,
half?
Well, excuse me, let me say it correctly. Mm. Big Fish Productions kept pressuring me to set a date for a wedding. And I'm like, we're not ready to get married. It's certain things that we need to do before we even get to that point. So
right.
I never would set a date. So then they're like, well, y'all either going to have to break up or get married.
Wow.
How can you give someone that type of ultimatum when this is our real life?
Yeah, this is life. This ain't,
I'm not going to marry somebody because y'all think it's great for your ratings. So we can get a wedding special and y'all going to pay for it. And it can be a destination wedding and all of this stuff. None of that stuff mattered to me.
Mm-hmm.
What mattered to me is that I don't get married and have to get divorced. So that's why I didn't get married and I would not set a date. So they went through all of this foolishness to cause problems in our relationship that made me just exhausted from it, that I wanted to walk away. I needed to get away from the chaos.
So either way, they got their storyline. Whether y'all got married or y'all broke up, one of their two options.
It had to happen, and they definitely forced those interactions.
Mm-hmm.
So if I wanted half of anything, C's, I'm so sorry. But you don't know what marriage is because all of y'all parents don't know what that institution is. They've never been married.
Mm.
C's mother is married, but it's not to his father. Y'all don't really understand that, and I get it. But everybody else in the human population that has a little bit of logic knows that in order for you to get half, you have to jump the broom.
So what,
you
what about
you have
is
to
it,
get married?
Aren't certain states different though? Like if you got common law marriage,
yeah, common law,
New
yeah.
York is where we lived and
mm-hmm.
where it would have everything would have been. In the state of New York, that is not it. In the state of New York, if I would have married him, our both incomes would have been part of his child support. In the state of North Carolina, it's not like that.
Mm.
If we was in North Carolina, his child support is his child support.
Mm-hmm.
But in New York, the household income is what child
it's
support
combined.
Is based off of.
So
all of these things was reasons why I'm like, I don't know if I want to agree to living this type of life mm-hmm. forever.
Well, what did you want from him? If you didn't want half, did you want something from him?
I wanted peace. I wanted to walk away and have peace,
mm-hmm.
which is what I have not had this entire time. Y'all haven't seen me post anything about them mm-hmm. since the breakup. No interaction in social media. I haven't seen them in the physical form.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't, I haven't filmed with them. I've had no communication with these people.
Right. Have they tried to film with you? Could you?
Yes, I have text messages. I also, at the end of that, you see that.
That's an agreement here.
So Big Fish offered me a.
Now, Big Fish, if you don't know, is a production company that.
The Big Fish.
Right.
And my people. Black I got a couple.
I see a development agreement
yeah,
for.
Big Fish.
I see a development agreement
keep
here
your job.
For Pretty in Ink.
So it's a development deal.
Well, it's not a job.
Now,
that's
what does that mean?
Partnership. Partnership.
Well, you know what I'm saying. You're working together.
Yes,
very
yes.
So that not means that they were offering me a spinoff.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see my signature? Do you see my signature on that paperwork?
No, there's no signatures.
There's no signature because I did not want to do this.
Really?
I did not want to do this. I really want to be happy. I really want to have peace. I'm in North Carolina living my life. I have the most amazing people around me right now. I'm back in school. I finished this summer. I got too much other things that I'm doing that nobody else knows about.
You said that, you know, the Big Fish or whoever was creating these different scenarios for y'all to break up. Now, when Caesar was here, he said he don't know where these pictures came from, right? They could have airdropped him in his phone now that I'm thinking about it.
It was on a computer, and there was a...
They could have put him on the computer.
So where these pictures come from, Duchess?
If you know...
Okay, so let me tell you about me. Me and Steve's, there's a copy of our lease for our apartment when we live.
Look, I have a
I'm not playing. This is what I feel like. If people are going to come in here and be able to tell lies, y'all got to make them come in here with some support.
Here it is right here.
All right, exhibit
I'm
go.
Sorry. Like, you can't just come in here and slander someone's name and you have no substantiating evidence to support it. That's bull.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I have a copy of our lease.
Mm-hmm.
Exhibit A, what is it?
Exhibit
that?
A.
Is there pictures on the lease?
That lease, I bet you $1,000, Big Fish cannot provide a location agreement for filming in that space. You know why?
Because
after they filmed in our first apartment in Brooklyn and they showed their air mattress on the TV show, I said, oh, no, 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 they ain't coming back in my house. So no one had access to our computers because no one had been in my home.
Mm.
And I made sure of that because of the previous experiences we had with them taking stuff and making you look worse than what you... They didn't say, oh, the air mattress is because C's cousin is staying with us and he ain't got nowhere to sleep.
Right.
They didn't say that. They made it look like we sleeping on the air mattress. They didn't even film in our bedroom. You understand what I'm saying?
What season was this?
This was season 2.
Oh, okay. So y'all just getting started. All right.
So... If y'all gonna play games like that, I'm like an elephant. I ain't forgot.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking, well, if they come in here with a camera this time, maybe they'll make this look like that, they'll look that like that. No,
true.
Y'all can't come in my house. Nope.
True,
sorry,
true.
There's no filming in our home. You wanna film with us in our home, get us an Airbnb. So all the apartments, I'm gonna go on and put that out there. All the apartments that y'all see on Black Ink, these folks don't be living in there.
We know that, and all over there
Airbnbs.
About the mm-hmm.
They be straight up Airbnbs.
Now,
so don't believe the hype, y'all.
Now, one thing that Caesar did say was he said that okay, he admitted that he cheated on you, but he said you cheated on him also, and that played out on the show as well.
Exhibit C. Go ahead.
Okay, so let me ask you this:
what when paperwork C's, you got for that?
When
one?
C's cheated on when C's cheated on me, I called him. He didn't answer the phone. I called the girl. She answers the phone.
Hey,
I
Duchess.
Said, could you please hand seize the phone? And she handed him the phone.
Oh, no.
So, you got official caught, bruh. You can't deny that. You talking about fans that took a picture with me and then want to say I was messing with Duchess. The dude ain't take no picture in my bed. He ain't take no picture in my apartment. He took a picture in my tattoo shop with his arm around my shoulder like a fan.
And it wasn't me.
Like, come on. Y'all know how many pictures? I just took pictures in y'all's lobby.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, come on. I take these pictures all the time. I can't help that the dude felt that he needed to express his fame, his hunger for fame. Like, bruh, you don't even have a personal pic of me.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm messing with you, show me some text messages. Show me a naked pic. Show me something that's going to make me believe that I really was messing with you. If you don't have that, I cannot go buy a fan pic.
Now, what did Caesar say when the girl handed him the phone? Well, what did you say to Caesar? You officially...
Please come and get your stuff.
Oh, I thought you were
And then y'all watched me carry all them sneakers and put them on the corner.
Yes.
And then the police came and said, Duchess... You're going to go to jail if you keep these shoes on the corner and somebody steal one sneaker from him. We have to take you to jail. So then I had to carry all the daggone sneakers back to the house. instead of carrying them to the walk-in closet, I carried them right to that living room front door because as soon as he get here, he can just take them right to the car.
Did he deny it at all?
He couldn't. He was
answering
the phone.
Let me tell you, I'm giving her a tattoo.
Hold on, let me get you further deep. The girl that C's cheated on me with sent Big Fish along with Caesar a cease and desist so that they could not speak her name on the show.
Wow.
So they used Tiffany, who was a producer at the time, and had her sit in the car and fake kiss C's on camera as if she was the girl.
Wow.
So y'all want to talk about real? Let's talk about real. Y'all using producers to be cast members when y'all so thirsty, y'all can't get a story.
All right, we got more with Duchess and Gossip Viv when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We have Duchess from Black Ink Crew in the building. Also, Gossip Viv. Charlamagne?
Now, what about the accusation that C's got somebody pregnant?
Big Fish needing storylines. If y'all paid attention to that whole scenario on show, did y'all see me even hurt by the girl talking about having a baby with
you? Actually didn't seem like you believed it. You needed some evidence.
Okay. Thank you.
So you knew it was a lie.
My thing is this. You telling me your sister was pregnant by C's? Why is your sister not here?
Right.
Like, all of it, don't it sound like a lot? Your sister not here, but your sister was the one pregnant. Like, what is going on here? And you pay attention to the mannerisms. Pay attention to how I am. Because y'all know, I'm the animated, hyped up. When I'm passionate about something, you know I'm passionate about something.
Yes.
Y'all watch me straight sit back like, what is this girl talking about?
Yeah, I was like, she's not mad at all.
Are we done? Is filming? Has filming commenced for today? Because I want to go home.
Basically, you was tired of being fake. Basically.
I can't do it.
Yeah, I get it. I get it.
Let's get to the meat of this because just happened. Now, this is why Gossip Viv is here also. You did an interview recently, and that interview was in Duchess's tattoo shop.
Right.
Pretty in Ink.
Mm-hmm.
And it was with Sky's son. Sky has not seen her son in 15 years.
I don't know.
And she was planning to reunite with her
child. When he was 18, that's what she said, right?
Yeah, she had a plan.
She said that she wanted to reunite with him when he was 18, right?
Help us out, yeah.
A gentleman by the name of Genesis.
Okay, so she said when
she said when he turns 18, she wants to reach out to them because that's when the adoption stuff, that's what she said.
So what happened? Tell us what happened.
The boy's 19 years old. That's all. That's just single math. Simple math.
Okay, so, you know, she gave her kids up for adoption and hasn't seen them. And so Gossip Viv did an interview with Sky's son, and that was in your tattoo shop. And now Sky is mad at both of y'all.
Ooh. Okay, so can I just say one thing first?
Mm-hmm.
Number one, Sky, the first lie you lied about was the fact that they're twin boys. One son is 17, one son is 19. That's not twins.
Nope.
I don't know how your uterus can contract them type of twins. I'm just saying.
Not twins.
I ain't never seen a uterus like that.
That's right?
So that's the first lie. The second lie, you said that you gave your kids to a family for a better life.
Right.
Your son at 19 years old was released from a juvenile detention center. That does not sound like a better life to me.
Mm.
You said that your sons had been all around the world. And your son said to me he thought Dubai was a motorcycle when he saw it on TV. He was in a juvenile detention center. He meant Ducati.
Oh.
Yeah.
But the guys up here make mistakes like that.
I'm just saying.
He thought Lithuania was a battery.
But no, that's the only. Dubai and Ducati ain't nothing alike.
My only question was, do you even have a passport? He said no. So all of these things that your mother said about you was really just so that she could have a storyline. Because this little boy's life did not reflect the things that she made us believe.
We getting ready
now,
for reality TV.
My whole thing was this. The father is from Durham, North Carolina. Durham, North Carolina is about an hour and a half away from Charlotte.
I thought Durham was a motorcycle.
You know about North Carolina.
I know.
So he's from Durham, North Carolina, the father. His mother, everybody in his life is in Durham, North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
When he got the little boy out of the detention center, they came to North Carolina to see his family.
Mm-hmm.
And then they came to my tattoo shop. I don't know Sky's baby daddy, and I don't know her son. If she lied about the fact that she had twins, and that's not the baby daddy we seen on the show, how could I know who this man was? If she said she was looking for her kids and couldn't find them, how can I find them? Mm. I didn't even birth them.
So what you gonna do when Sky come get this fade, Duchess? Well, she coming to get that
fade? I'm a grown woman, and I'm a businesswoman. I don't fight.
You got hitters for that?
I don't need nothing. I don't need none of that. I need you to do is not focus on the location of this interview. Being my shop, I need you to focus on what your child has said because he is screaming for your attention.
Mm.
He don't care about me, this show, Viv.
this interview. He don't care about nothing but having the attention and love from his mother, who he's watched be on TV with her hanging out, who he's watched be on TV talking about sucking and doing all of this type stuff, who he's watched be on TV get a new vagina before she even wrote him a letter.
Yikes.
These are the things that the issues are. The issue is not where the location of the interview is. The issue is, why is it okay for someone to create a false storyline? And when the child is now an adult and wants to understand that, he can't say nothing.
Now, some people have said it's too much to bring her son.
Yeah. We didn't bring anything. They came to my tattoo shop.
Wow.
The only thing I wanted was for that situation to be told the truth. I hate the fact that people are looking at me like I'm a terrible person because sky and seas are tearing me down.
Right.
These are the same people that have built storylines off of lies. So how can y'all sit here and eat up everything that they're saying about me?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't listen to exes. Like, even when Caesar's here, it's like...
My G, who talks about an ex? Do you talk about an ex?
Nah.
An ex is an ex, right?
Well, when I go check on her on Facebook to make sure she's still doing bad, yes, I do say, like, damn, she got fat.
But do you say it publicly?
No.
My thing is, what type of man feel like they need to bash a woman if they put a ring on their finger? Like,
that's real.
This is character traits, y'all. Real G's. Like, I done talked to a lot of real G's.
Did he bash that just though?
He still cares about you.
I'm going to tell you where he bashed me.
Okay.
He bashed me when he said he gave me Pretty in Ink. Mm-hmm. Now, exhibit G, okay. E, F, H, I, K, whatever.
She got the whole alphabet,
y'all. Get to that exhibit. Okay, so Pretty in Ink.
So he didn't give you Pretty in Ink.
Let me tell you something. Uh-oh. If for him to give me Pretty in Ink, that means he has to own the land, right?
Mm-hmm.
I have a landlord. His name is Greg Papanastos. He is a white man.
Okay, I see.
That's cool. Greek. That's
Argos,
Greek.
It is Argos Realty. That is the copy of my lease. The lease ain't even in my name. The lease is in my LLC's name, which C's has absolutely nothing to do. Mm. So in order for you to give me something, you would have had to own it.
Mm.
I don't own it. I don't even own it. So how did you give it to me?
Mm.
Oh, look at these producer notes. She was pissed
off about
Caesar.
Maybe he's saying he gave you the money for the business, not the land. Maybe he's saying he gave you money for the business.
He didn't give me nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And if you got proof of the money, see, the money that I have proof of, I have the receipts in there of when I paid for child support. I got receipts.
Yes.
You saw
it.
You got
a lot of
C's
child support payments in here.
Thank you. I have proof when I paid the light bill at Black Ink, which is not my shop.
Hold on. You paid C's child support for
it? It was on the show, and I have the receipts of when I did it more than just the time that it was on the show.
How much was it if you paid it?
I'm not going to say it. Go ahead and say it, Angela.
It's a lot of pages.
Look at the check stub.
About $20,000 worth.
But what was the amount of each payment?
$230.
He had to pay $230 for child support. Now, y'all tell me if that's a boss.
So you tell me he couldn't pay $230?
Angela, are you
it's
looking at
here,
the paperwork?
Yeah, I'm looking at it. $230.
She's throwing stuff right now. See, you ever seen that author meme when his author got his fist balled up? That's seen somewhere right now. Listen, are
my
you still-
thing is, I just don't want people bashing me that don't have substantiating evidence. Y'all, everything that they saying about me, all they doing is sitting here saying the stuff. Show me the legal documentation when I asked you for half of Black Ink.
Now let me ask you,
this.
Show me a lawyer. Show me a
that
lawyer that's
exhibit
willing
exhibit
to lose
W.
their state bar license because they're gonna tell a lie for you.
Now, Duchess, watching this new season, does it
Duchess
hurt because you guys were engaged and in love and thought you were gonna get married to see him wilding out with all these different
my
women?
G, that was my piece. I'm grateful.
Mm-hmm.
That showed me the bullet I dodged. You feel me?
So
I wasn't for him.
You don't miss him, man.
Because
I'm
not the type of woman that he chooses.
You don't miss him?
No, I can't say that.
I know you grabbed your stomach.
Charlamagne, I'm gonna tell you why.
There's a plot twist.
No. When you've been good to somebody, see, what I'm not gonna do is bash him or berate him or belittle him. I'm not gonna do that. I was there. I was invested in
him. You was in love.
I was in love.
Mm-hmm.
But after seeing the behaviors and seeing how you allow people, I'm so sorry, but there's no person in my life that I feel that much disdain for that I would allow somebody to drag if I really was invested with them. The fact that he's carrying on in these behaviors, he's made it so easy for me to get over him.
True.
He's made it too easy for me to get
saying.
Over him.
You still dating the Carolina Panthers, Zack Snyder?
No. That's been... Come on now.
Okay.
That's been dead.
Mm-hmm.
And it was never we was dating. It was we was getting to know each other. Like, I'm a single woman.
That's
I
dating.
Can't get to know. No, that's not dating. Dating is when you decide that you want to commit and be be there with each other.
No, that's a relationship. Mm-hmm. Dating is going out.
Dating is going out. That's a relationship you're talking
that's
about.
That's still just dating.
Oh, well, y'all know,
it's not that
y'all know I'm a country girl. Our levels of this stuff is different.
So, are you seeing
somebody now? No, I'm not. No, that's been over and done with.
Dutch has got all kind of
receipts
over
here.
Give me some proof.
Last question. Is that Caesar's name you have under your neck right here?
No, that is not. It says, I pray for those who pray on me.
Okay. All right, well, there you have it.
There you have it.
It's Duchess. Well, attorney Duchess. If I ever go to court, I'm bringing Duchess with me.
Exhibit A.
Gossip Viv, we thank you. And tell them where to pick up your book one more time.
Oh, my book, yes. So y'all know I'm not bashing nobody's mother. I'm telling people how to be a better mother. That's all.
Somebody Barnes should pick
Noble,
that book up.
Amazon.com, How I Came to Accept Him, Loving Your Child for Who They Are.
Ooh, love them for who they are. Somebody... All them deadbeat parents out there, pick up Viv book. It might give you a little pointer on how you can get your life back right with your child.
Oh, damn.
My goodness. There you have it.
I'm going to buy it. Duchess. And I don't even have no kids.
It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkeys of the Day, ask Charlamagne.
I'm a Democrat, so being Donkey of the Day is a little bit of a mixed up.
So like a donkey.
Yeehaw.
Okay.
Donkey of the Day.
Breakfast Club, bitches.
Now, I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
All right, listen, man. Charlamagne the God here. I'm on vacation until 2018. I don't give a damn what y'all think about that because I deserve it. Now, The Breakfast Club is in 80-plus markets in 150 countries, so we have a lot of new listeners who probably don't even know who Charlamagne the God is. So use my time off to catch up on some of my past work, okay? Okay. If you're new here, I do a segment every day called Donkey of the Day. Donkey as in jackass, and that's when I give someone the credit they deserve for being stupid. So if you never heard of it, this is new to you, but if you are a regular listener, then this is an oldie but goodie because it's the best of the Donkey of the Day. Donkey of the Day goes to Drea Michelle. Good morning, Drea. How are you this morning? Drea got slandered viciously on social media because she was complaining about signing her son's homework. Now, as the father of a beautiful 9-year-old princess, I know what a tedious task signing homework can be. I mean, most of the time it requires one signature next to the date of the homework, and then you have to initial next to each grade. It takes about 25 to 30 seconds. Very, very, very draining activity. But when you're a parent, you have to do it. By the way, I'm being sarcastic. I know people don't understand sarcasm anymore, so let me say that because I know someone already sent off a tweet saying Charlamagne said signing your kid's homework is draining. He trash. Anyway, Drea decided to share with social media that her son was upset over lost points on an assignment. See, his project required extensive practice on a speech and needed her signature every time. Her son has been reciting the speech up to 2 times a day for a month, and Drea says she's tired of hearing it. Now, I don't know how y'all parent, but I'm the type of parent who tells their child to do their homework. And when I don't see her doing her homework, I asked her, do you have homework? If so, why aren't you doing it, okay? My daughter was just in a school play last month, Peter Pan. She was a lost boy. She had lines. I listened to those lines often, okay? Didn't matter what I was doing or when I was doing it. If baby girl wants to recite those lines to me, I got to listen because I'm a parent. And that's my job. Parents don't have time off. Do you have time off, Envy?
No.
No timeouts, okay? If you got kids, then you know it's no breaks. Being a parent is a full-time job until the kids go to sleep, all right? But not to Drea. Drea actually posted this. Let's discuss this. Nico, that's her son, has this 4-minute speech he has to memorize and recite. Fine, splendid. Now, his teacher is requiring me to sign papers every day, saying he's read the speech 5 times out loud and stuff. Over Thanksgiving break, I had to sign 18 times, and now it's still every day. Here's my point. I'm all for helping my child with his homework, but at this point, she has him harassing me with this speech. I don't want to hear it no more. I'm hearing it 2 times a day for a month straight. I'm finna memorize it. Not to mention the topic is about how American history isn't present as much in college education. So you can imagine what a snooze this thing is. Last night, he asked me to sign and I said, no, tell your teacher I'm done with this. And now today he doesn't get points because I don't want to sign it. It's not my damn homework, but it feels like. What y'all think? I think you a damn fool, Drea. All right. Okay. I hate to do this, but when I read this, I immediately thought about 2011 when you were arrested for endangering the welfare of a child. Now, if you don't know this story, according to the Reading Eagle, a 7-year-old boy was coming home from school to an empty apartment and spending nights alone while his mother worked in Philly. The boy told police that he could
He would get off the bus most days and wait for someone to leave or enter the gated parking garage under the apartment complex so he could get into the building. His mother, Andrea M. Howard, 25, would leave the apartment door unlocked and microwave dinners in the freezer for him. Police found the 7-year-old boy in a disheveled apartment on December 16th at 2 a.m. after the boy called 911 and told dispatchers he was home alone. The Reading Eagle said the apartment looked like it had been ransacked, with women's undergarments scattered throughout the living room. A small dog was in a cage, and dog feces and dog urine were in several places in the apartment. This was probably one of those times where the dog ate my homework excuse would actually work. Now, Drea claimed at the time all of this wasn't true. And I don't know if it's true or not. All I know is if you have been accused of this kind of neglect before, you have to go above and beyond to show the world that you are indeed a great parent and taking care of your kids, okay? Doing all you can for them and getting on social media telling the world that your child's teacher is harassing you because she has your child doing homework and studying and asking you to simply sign that they are doing the homework, and you are annoyed because of that? You're annoyed because your child is asking you to help him with his homework every day? That's not going to win you any Parent of the Year awards, okay? Now, Drea also sent a message to someone on Instagram saying, I'm not annoyed of signing. I'm annoyed of him feeling the need to read it to me every day. I am so confused by this. See, personally, I don't get annoyed when my daughter asks me to do her homework. I get anxiety, okay? I get frustrated, all right? Because that fourth grade math is no joke. Listen, I'm dumb.
It is so damn difficult.
I'm dumb.
Ain't it though?
I am dumb, okay? I have a principle in my book, Black Privilege, called Give People the Credit They Deserve for Being Stupid, Including Yourself. I know I'm not smart enough for fourth grade lessons, and I want to help my daughter with her homework, but some of it's too difficult for me. So that's when I tag in my partner, my wife, the college-educated woman in the house, to hold this down. But never have I felt harassed by my child's homework. You know why? Because I'm a parent, Drea. Just like I don't feel harassed when I have to feed them, hug them when they cry, change the diapers, drive them to cheerleading practice, play dates. None of that feels like harassment to me because I realize that as a parent, it's not about me anymore. And Drea, that's what you have to realize. It's not about you, boo. You have the nerve to say it's not my damn homework, but it feels like it. It is your homework because that's your child. You are raising that young man. That's yours. Nobody feels sympathy for you. You should be encouraging your child to study. You should be glad he has the discipline to rehearse that speech every day. You complain about having to help, you know, the child with the homework. So what if you help your child with their homework? Do you want to get extra credit for that? I went to see Deacon Rock at the Garden, all right? Chris Rock, that is. And he gave us a 90-minute sermon that was worth every bit of the 10% of my salary. And like Chris Rock, he gives you these jewels that either hit you in the moment or hit you 20 years later. Drea, Chris Rock, Deacon Rock gave us a jewel 21 years ago in Bring the Pain that applies to you now. Let's hear it.
You know what the worst thing about n****s? N****s always want some credit for some they supposed to do. A n****** will brag about some a normal man just does. A n****** will say some like, I take care of my kids. You're supposed to, you dumb motherfucker.
You don't get no points for taking care of your kids. You're supposed to. And you don't get no sympathy. And you can't complain when you're doing basic everyday things with your kids like their homework. Because you're supposed to. Drea, I get the feeling your son calls you by your first name and calls his grandma mama. Okay? Look, I'm not here to judge you. I'm just here to tell you that anyone can have a child and call themselves a parent. But a real parent is someone who puts that child above their own selfish needs and wants. Once again, anyone can have a child and call themselves a parent, but a real parent is someone who puts that child above their own selfish needs and wants. Okay? Okay. Please give Drea and Michelle the sweet sounds and the hammer tones, please.
Oh, now you are the donkey of the day. Ooh, you are the donkey of the day.
Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. It's time for Ask Yee. If you need relationship advice or any type of advice, you can call Yee right now. Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Samantha.
I thought you wanted to be anonymous, Samantha.
I'm gonna just say it because it's gonna come out anyway.
Oh my goodness!
All right, we about to reveal some ish this morning.
Samantha, what's your question for Yee?
Okay, I've been dealing with this guy for about 7 years. I had 3 children with him.
Okay.
And I recently just, you know, got pregnant. I had my son in December of last year.
So that's your fourth kid?
Yes.
Okay. Congrats.
I was dealing with another guy because me and my kid's father was having a little issue. Mm-hmm. So with this guy, I've been dealing with him for 2 years out of the 7 years that I've been dealing with my baby's father.
So you've been cheating for 2 out of the 7 years?
Yes.
Okay.
So now I ended up getting pregnant with my son. I know it's for my kid's father because of the timing and everything.
Okay.
But because I kind of told guy number two that, you know, me and my baby father was not, you know, we're not talking to each other. He's way out the country, stuff like that. You know, I ended up telling him that the baby is his.
Okay. So, both your baby father and this new guy thinks the baby's his, but you know for sure. And you might want to check that out. You might want to get a paternity test anyway.
I did get a paternity test, and that's the thing. Because we were off for so long, when I got pregnant, he was like, no, he got to, once the baby comes out, we got to go ahead and get the paternity test done.
Okay.
So we found out that it was his. So I just don't know how to tell, you know.
So even amidst all of this right now, you're still dealing with the other guy. That's the guy you've been with for 2 years.
Yeah.
Girl, listen.
Jeez.
You have to tell him that's not his child. There's no question about it. You have to. He cannot be walking around thinking this child is his.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy.
How old is the baby?
Right now, he was born in D.C. He was born on Christmas last year. So
the baby's almost one. And this whole time, he's been taking care of that baby like it's his?
Yes.
He be giving you money and all that?
Yes, he does.
Now, how confusing is that going to be for your child when he gets older, thinking that he's got two daddies?
Okay, but the thing is, he does, because he's actually married. So since he's married, he doesn't spend time with my son. Like, if my son needs something, he'll just say, here. But it's never like a bonding moment with them two.
Well, he's married. He should have no problem hearing the truth about the fact that it's not his baby. I mean, what's he going to do?
That little boy going to end up on Ayana Von Zant in the corner with his hands in there crying. All right? That's what's going to happen to that little boy.
Okay.
Yeah, but you got... I mean, listen. This ain't even about you. It's about your son. You got to tell.
Okay.
Samantha, period. Like, you have to tell him this is not your child. And this whole thing is crazy because just think about, like, the karma that you're putting out there. You're with the guy lying to a guy that you're the side piece of.
But she getting that money.
I don't really care about the money. So it's not about the money. It's just, like, right now, me and my child's father were not together at all. And we wasn't together when it actually happened.
Well, no, y'all was together.
No.
You were sleeping with him.
That one time.
And just think about, what is your child's father doing also? You have time to run around and do this and sleep with a married man. What's he doing? And the married man that you're sleeping with, who knows how many people he's sleeping with? Don't you want to have somebody that's just for you?
Yeah, you're right.
All right. Well, listen, I think tell this man it's not his child. You got to. That's the first thing that you got to do, and take it from there.
But how should I break it down? Like, how can I can't just go say,
You don't have to break it down. It's my baby daddy's child. It's not yours. He's going to understand what happened.
Okay.
First of all, you're so dead wrong for lying, but you don't have to give him an explanation of why you slept with your baby daddy when he has a wife.
You're right. Okay.
All right. And I hope that you make smarter decisions moving forward, and so you don't end up in situations like this. You have four kids that are looking at you and paying attention to what you're doing. Whether or not you think they realize it, they do.
Okay.
All right. Good luck, Mama.
All right. Thank you.
Ask Yee. 800-585-1051. If you got a question for Yee, call her now. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's time for Ask Yee. Hello, who's this?
Hello, this is Florine. I'm from Florida.
Hey, Florine from Florida. What's your question for Yee?
My question is, I was in a relationship with a guy and we split because he sent me to jail.
Whoa.
And so right now I'm out of jail. I've only been out for 4 months.
What did he send you to jail for? Just curious.
Well, we split up a little bit. We're still hooking up. I went over to his place, and I found a naked girl over there.
Ooh. There you go. Salute that man.
So I beat him up. At least I beat her up. Okay. I ruined everything in the house and stuff like that. So he called the cops on me. I went to jail. It's 6 months, and we have a child together, but now he wants to pick up the pieces and get back together.
Oh, my. And what do you want?
I don't know. I really have love for him, but I really can't understand, like, come on now. You're supposed to be the same team I'm on, and you're going to put the police on me? So I really, I can't get over that.
What
was that?
Nothing.
I didn't hear what you said, Charlamagne.
Charlamagne said you can't be beating up the side chick, but yes, you did. You beat her ass, and you should have beat his ass, too. He shouldn't have put you in jail.
Well, first of all, no, you shouldn't have beat nobody's ass.
All right, you're
right. You shouldn't be with a man that would have you in that position for things like that to go down. That's what I'm saying. Like, y'all have a kid together. He says he wants to pick up the pieces. It sounds like he brings out the worst in you.
He does, all the time.
And those relationships can be very destructive. You already went to jail because of this man and because of your actions as well. But it's really like he put you in a terrible position and he called the police on you.
Yeah, that's crazy.
You know, I just feel like sometimes I know people and that have been in relationships where I know that's not the person you are. Like, the person you are is completely different when you're with that man.
Yeah, absolutely correct.
I think that you should never, ever feel like it's a good idea to be with somebody that has you acting out of character, somebody that has you acting violent, somebody that has you doing things you normally wouldn't do, popping up, doing all kinds of crazy stuff. That's not you.
You're right.
To me, it sounds like it could be dangerous. It's destructive. It's harmful. It's a situation where you're getting into fights, where you're going to jail, and you have a child to raise. How does your child feel about all of this? How do you explain that?
You really can't, because it's like I missed so much time away.
I think you need to focus on raising your child first. And this relationship, I know you have to be in contact and in communication with him, but you need to worry about yourself. You need to worry about your child. Those are the two main things.
Okay.
And if you feel like you're not sure and you don't know, just take your time. Like, there's a lot that needs to be proven. You need to be yourself. You can't never be with somebody that has you wilding out.
Yeah, right. And that's
all right.
But thank you, Yang.
All right, you're welcome. Good luck.
All right, thanks. Bye.
Man, that's one thing I tell all my friends. When you act like a crazy person around a man, that's not the man for you.
No, you're absolutely right. And I feel like that with anybody, though. I feel like the people you're around and your energy goes up when you're around them, those are the people you should be around. The people that you're around and your energy goes down, you shouldn't be around them at all.
Absolutely. All right, ask Yee, 800-585-1051. If you got a question for Yee, you could call her right now. The number's 800-585-1051. It's the Breakfast Club. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We're in the middle of Ask Yee, 800-585-1051. Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Rachel from New Haven.
Hey, Rachel, what's your question for Yee?
So I'm single. I've been single for about a year and a half. And for some reason, I keep dealing with these dudes that want to keep me in the house. Like, they don't take me out on dates or anything. And part of me thinks it's because of my weight.
Whoa.
So you think that they just want to secretly date you?
Like, they'll be like, oh, come over and chill, or they'll come to my house and chill or something. But I'm just like, but I know we're in the generation where people don't date these days. Like, they don't go out on dates, unfortunately.
That's me telling you, baby.
No, stop it. Now, listen, what you have to do is not go out with people if they don't take you out. If all they want to do is have you come over or come over there, then say sorry. First of all, you shouldn't be doing that if you don't even know somebody like that.
Second of all, can I have your Instagram, please, so I can really...
You sure can. Problem? I knew that question was coming.
Oh, boy.
It's Soon, S-O-O-N, _ still chubby. All one word.
Are you meeting these people online?
No. I know, like, the one guy that I'm talking to now, I've known him since high school, and I'm 28, so I've known him for 10 years.
Well, clearly, I think that you have to think better of yourself, that you don't go out with these guys unless they take you out, because going out is actually going out.
Mm-hmm.
Rachel, you're the cute big girl. I'm looking at your Instagram page. You're the pretty big girl who got all the snacks at the crib. Oh. Ain't no need to leave the house because you got Netflix, you got Hulu, you got Amazon, and you got snacks.
No,
okay.
Stop.
You keep a hot
stop.
Meal over there. Why would I leave the house?
Relax. Yeah, but you're a beautiful woman, and people need to treat you like the queen that you are, but you need to treat yourself that way. Stop settling for that.
It looks like you got a couple kids, too, Ma.
I have two boys.
Two boys.
Yes, beautiful kids.
Baby, ain't nobody. I'm going to be honest with you. These guys are just not taking you serious. That's all.
Well, listen, baby, you got to take yourself seriously.
And
I try to.
Don't
go. And I set my standards high because I definitely don't deal with a man that has less than me. Like, you have to have what I have or more. Well, I'm not a gold digger or anything, but
that sounds great. But you don't know what somebody has based off of what they tell you anyway.
Yeah.
Ooh,
all right. What
you
need to be concerned about is how does somebody treat you and how you want to be treated.
Right.
So you need to set that standard as far as, okay, you want to date me? Where are you taking me? Where are we going? Oh, you want to come over? You want me to come over? I'm sorry, but I would like to go to dinner. I'm not just staying in the house. So when you're ready to take me out, let me know.
That's right. Just because I got all this food at the crib don't mean I want to stay home. All right?
Well, where do you like to eat? Know. Where do you like to eat at, Mama?
I always try new things.
Like what?
Well, there's a bunch of places here in New Haven that I like to try, but...
Chili's got the baby back ribs back. I don't know if you know that or not.
I try not to do, like, franchises. I try to try something different, you know?
Find your
local
man that appreciates the BBW. That's what you need to do.
You guys know that this is Ask Yee, okay?
Sorry,
you guys.
You ain't seeing what we seeing. What you need to do is go to your Instagram.
I'm looking at her page right now. You got the cute purple hair. I see you had dyed your hair for a little while. Beautiful woman. I see the kids. But you need to make sure that you said that if somebody doesn't want to take you out, then sorry, we're not going to see each other.
Okay.
Find you a man that appreciates the BBW, boo. That's all this is about.
Thank you, Breakfast Club. Yep. I love you guys.
All right, baby. Soon, still chubby. Thank you for calling.
Bye.
Her bio says, I just want abs, but, and then it's a ice cream emoji, cookie emoji.
Stop
I promise,
it.
A cake emoji, a hamburger emoji, pizza emoji. Okay. I'm not making this up. This
all
is,
that?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Well, she wants abs. She has aspiration. She has to put it in the atmosphere.
Oh, man.
All right.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.